In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Did you really listen to the gospel? It was the most gruesome gospel we hear all year, except for Good Friday. And after hearing the gospel, having heard of the beheading of John the Baptist, we all proclaimed, "Praise to you, Lord Christ." Did you catch the irony of that? At least on Good Friday, when we read the account of Jesus' path to the cross, ending with his death, we don't make a response after that passion gospel, but we did today. Well, the setting is the fortress of Machaerus, in which John the Baptist was imprisoned. Deep and dangerous ravines surrounded that fortress. It was one of the loneliest and most unassailable fortresses in the world. You can still see its ruins when you go to the Holy Land, overlooking the Dead Sea. William Barclay states that the marriage tangles of the Herod family are quite incredible, and their interrelations are so complicated that they become almost impossible to work out. Now, when Jesus was born, some 30 years before the gospel time today, Herod the Great was king. Now, that's a different Herod. Herod the Great was king. The father of the clan I'm about to tell you about, he was the one who was responsible for having all the children murdered in Bethlehem under 2 years of age when Jesus was born. He was married many times. And toward the end of his life, he became almost insanely suspicious and murdered member after member of his own family. It became a favorite Jewish saying, "It's safer to be Herod's pig than Herod's son." Now, it's early in the morning. You're bright. Your minds are nice and sharp. I want you to see if you can keep track of what I'm about to say. First, Herod the Great married Doris, by whom he had a son, Antipater, whom he murdered. Then he married Mariamne, by whom he had two sons, Alexander and Aristobulus. He murdered Aristobulus as well. Herodias, the villainess in today's gospel, was Aristobulus's daughter. Herod the Great then married a different Mariamne. By her, he had a son called Herod Philip. Now, Herod Philip married Herodias, who was the daughter of his half-brother, Aristobulus, and therefore his own niece. Keeping track? By Herodias, Herod Philip had a daughter called Salome. She's the girl who danced before Herod of Galilee in our gospel. Herod the Great then married Malthaki, by whom he had two sons, Archelaus and Herod Antipas. Herod Antipas is the Herod of today's gospel and the ruler of Galilee. The Herod Philip, who married Herodias originally and who was the father of Salome, inherited none of Herod the Great's dominions. He was just a private citizen in Rome. Herod Antipas visited his brother in Rome. There he seduced Herodias, his brother's wife, and persuaded her to leave her husband and to marry him. You have all of this straight? Suffice it to say, Herodias was the daughter of Herod's half-brother, Aristobulus, and therefore his niece. She was the wife of his half-brother, Herod Philip, and therefore his sister-in-law. And to complete this astounding picture, Herod the Great finally married Cleopatra of Jerusalem, by whom he had a son called Philip, the Tetrarch. Now this Philip married Salome, who is at one and the same time the daughter of Herod Philip, his half-brother, and the daughter of Herodias, who herself was the daughter of Aristobulus, another of his half-brothers. Salome was therefore at one and the same time his niece, his grandniece, and his stepdaughter. Through these marriage entanglements, Herod had not only broken Jewish law, but had also outraged the laws of decency and morality. He and his clan would have been perfect for the Jerry Springer show. One can only imagine the talk around town about the Herod family, but probably it wasn't too vocal, because you could really get into big trouble if you offended Herod. John the Baptist, who was the Billy Graham of his day, thousands of people went out to hear him preach, dared to preach openly to large crowds of people about this scandalous situation. It landed him in prison, supposedly to rot until he died, because Herod, who didn't have any problem murdering anybody, wouldn't put John to death because he feared him as a man of God. Now, Herod celebrated his birthday by throwing a lavish party at Machaerus, and he invited all of the leaders of Galilee. One assumes that everyone who was invited attended, for a faux pas against Herod could be deadly. The wine flowed, and the height of entertainment was when this beautiful stepdaughter, niece, and grandniece, all the same person, performed a shameful dance that nevertheless was very pleasing to Herod. So pleasing that he promised to give Salome anything she desired, up to half of his kingdom. Well, as the saying goes, based on a quote by William Congreve, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Salome conferred with her mother, who, not being bound by the same scruples as her husband, and who was furious at John the Baptist for criticizing her marriage, told her to ask for the head of John the Baptist. His judgment being clouded by much wine, while he was fearful of being embarrassed in front of all of the leaders of Galilee, he granted Salome her request. Thus ended the distinguished preaching career of John the Baptist. Well, who was the winner in this gruesome tale? Was it Herodias, the woman scorned who got her revenge? Or Herod, who chalked up one more murder to his record? Or Salome, whose reputation as a performer became legendary for all time? No, it was John the Baptist, who obeyed the calling of God even to his death. May we, like John, constantly speak the truth, boldly rebuke vice, and patiently suffer for the truth's sake. Praise to you, Lord Christ.